obviously a shock, but I think a lot of people were hearing rumblings last week, and clearly here we are today with the Prime Minister making her decision to do this. I think it's a bit cynical in a way, because it's clearly driven by the weakness of Corbyn's Labour Party, possibly rather than the good of the country, but you know, this is what she's done. We do hope that through this process we'll be able to see that, you know, those people that voted for Brexit will perhaps vote for UKIP, because they'll have a good, clear opportunity to back the party that most definitely wants a clean, clear and a quick Brexit.